I'm the attorney that does the third-party recovery for the Texas Department of Aging and Disability. Specifically, we've changed a little bit of how we do that. At one time, we did what is known as pay and chase, where we paid all the medical bills through Medicaid, including long-term care and other programs that we have, and then we tried to collect funds after the fact. We changed that in 2013 to something called cost avoidance, which has gone to, as part of the application process, they are required to disclose if they have insurance or they have a potential settlement out there or lawsuit pending, things like that, as a term of their eligibility and the term of their application. I know one of the questions that someone had asked was an example of failure to give information about third-party insurance and claim denial. Again, that would be a situation where, for whatever reason, we weren't made known of the recovery or the funds at the time of application. And there's a form that we have specifically for reporting those. It's a form H1210. And specifically, that deals with, again, Dad's trying to recover the funds that were mandated to try to recover. And I wanted to tell you, I should back up a little bit. My cards, I left them with a registrar out there, so if anybody wants to pick up a card, anybody has questions about either settlements or a special needs trust, which seems to be a really growing area, with dads, just by the nature of there's more of them and the aging population, what have you. I'd be happy to talk to you about it if you have questions about a specific case.